Thank you and good morning. Voters made decisions other than who to elect for district attorney or supervisor in last Tuesday's primary. Voters in Neyland approved a supplemental special tax to fund their volunteer fire district, and it passed with 82% of the vote. That means property owners in Neyland will now pay $80 per year for improved parcels and $60 per year for unimproved parcels, a vote that Supervisor Rex Bone heartily supports.
That's good home cooking there. I mean, that's just what should happen. There is no doubt in my mind that is what should happen. You should support your local fire department. I mean, those guys, they don't get compensated. I was a volunteer for years, and I can tell you right now, the volunteer today, the certification, everything you have to do is so much more intense, and the requirements for insurance or everything else are so much more intense.
Bone said that Neyland voters added to their tax burden, despite the fact that they are also subject to the state resource area fire fee.
What throws that whole thing for a loop, especially in the rural, is the SRA fee, which was imposed on the rural counties. If you're in a Cal Fire district, you pay $150 a year, and it goes for prevention. It doesn't actually go to Cal Fire. And nobody likes it, and it has killed the volunteer fire departments because people pay this $150, so they think they're subsidizing their volunteer fire department.
The Neyland parcel tax will be in effect as long as there is a Neyland Fire Protection District. The Delnord County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 47-year-old Britton Franklin Mode, who was wanted in connection with the shooting of another man during an altercation in the Fort Dick area on June 3rd. The sheriff's office reports that the victim was hit with a stun gun twice and then shot in the leg by Mode, who fled the scene in a vehicle. Mode is currently on parole, and he is considered armed and dangerous. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, with light brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. On May 19th, two dogs were found hanging from a tree near Dinsmore with a sign that read, "All stray dogs must die." The dogs had been shot in the head and left hanging by unknown assailants, and as of today, no arrests have been made in connection with the incident. Two animal rights groups have offered rewards of $2,000 each, PETA and the Animal Legal Defense Fund, for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Dozens of Pacific Gas and Electric customers in the West Haven, Moonstone Beach area remain without power this morning after a transformer line blew on Monday afternoon. The transformer knocked over a tree after it blew, and that tree came down on the roadway, closing down West Haven Drive until the debris was cleared. All customers are expected to have their power back by mid-morning. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Hundreds of local students will receive their high school diplomas at graduation ceremonies across the county over the coming days. The graduations kick off today with Zoe Barnum Continuation School in Eureka holding their ceremony this afternoon. County School Superintendent Gary Eagles commented on Talk Shop about this year's classes.
Eureka is coming up right around the corner. There's Zoe Barnum Continuation High School. It was on 2 o'clock. Albee Stadium, of course. Followed by Eureka High on the 13th at 2 o'clock, once again in the afternoon at Albee. They're going to graduate about 250. Of course, it makes sense that Eureka High would have the largest graduating class.
Northern Humboldt will hold their ceremonies on Thursday.
Arcata High is graduating their main class on June 12th. The same day as, of course, McKinleyville High, and both of those are done at Humboldt State University. Arcata High is at 2:30 in the afternoon, and Mac High is at 5:30.
Fortuna High will hold its ceremony on Friday, as will Ferndale and South Fork. All the schools have planned safe and sober nights to celebrate their graduating classes. The 113th class will graduate from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy on Thursday. The ceremony will be held at the Eureka Main Campus. 22 graduates will participate. The 113th class began in January, and its graduates will be hired by departments across the region. According to Academy Director Ron Waters, 77% of all Police Academy graduates are hired during or shortly after completing the class. The next class will begin on July 7th with 25 cadets signed up. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.